In 1919, he hit 29 home runs and was sold to the New York Yankees.
A three-run home run for Buffington. The Yankees now lead it by a score of 3-2.
Bill Lee is now going over to a couple of the Yankees, and there they go again.
Swung, hits it to deep left. That might send the Yankees to the World Series.
Varitek and A-Rod going at it. Roberts is going. Posada's throw. Roberts, safe.
What can I say? Just dip my heart and call the Yankees my daddies.
Welcome to Fanbase, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports. I'm your host, John Senecal, and this week we do not have the regular co-host, Brian Shackman. He is, what is up with him, dude? He just disappears. He sends a text and he's just gone.
Quick in and out.
I gotta be out at 9 o'clock. And it sounds so official. For all we know, he could just be going home to do nothing.
Right, going to Whole Foods or something, picking
exactly,
up some food.
Exactly, but the 9 a.m. hard out text scares me with him. It's like, I'm not even going
to
question.
It's like, you okay? Like, you going to the doctors? What's going on?
Exactly. Anyways, that voice you hear is our normal producer, Matt Sorice, and he's, I'm kind of glad he's here because we're going to talk a lot of Yankees, and he might actually be a bigger Yankee fan than I am. He's inked up Yankee, so he's definitely gone that step.
Yeah.
Which is actually kind of cool. I like it. But we are definitely talking Yankees today. We're going to talk a little bit about the Texas Rangers going gone. What happened to them?
So many moves.
We'll talk maybe a little Wander Franco if we want to dabble in those waters. but anyways, let's start with the Yankees. And the big news is the Martian has landed in New York.
Well,
actually, not New York, it'll be Houston, but the Martian has landed.
I'm super excited about this, honestly, because we're just talking a little bit about him. I mean, I saw this morning he's the youngest Yankee since Melky Cabrera in 2005.
That was when it was, 2005, right?
It's insane. Like 20 years old. The rise he made from single A up to double A, raked in double A, coming up to triple A, which he did even better in the last like 2 weeks he's been in triple A.
Right.
I'm really excited to see what he's going to do in the majors.
And it's interesting because if for Yankee fans and you know hardcore baseball fans in general, if you remember back to spring training this year, he was out of his mind. He was out of this world, the Martian, in spring training. And everybody was kind of like, wait a minute, why is this guy going to like single A? Like, he
right.
started in single A, right?
Yeah.
And then went to double A. And everyone's kind of like, what's going on here? And then the progression right through. And, you know, that's kind of what you would see with like the real talent in the minor leagues and
absolutely.
The real talent, the real prospects. And he's 20 years old. His Jason Dominguez with two S's, which is interesting. His dad was a big Yankees fan, Felix, his dad, big Yankees fan. And he had to name him Jason after Jason Giambi. But I'll get the whole 2S thing. I don't know. I guess maybe someone will ask him that question if it hasn't been asked already. But anyways, he will be playing in New York, not in New York, in Houston with also Austin Wells. So we're excited there, too. A left-handed catcher for the Yankees.
It's unbelievable.
Who'd have thought?
It's unbelievable. I mean, we need all left-handed hitting that we can get. I mean, and you get a left-handed catcher. I mean, it could be.
I feel like the last left-handed bat we had was Posada. Why do I feel like it's been that long since we've had like a legit it's, like that can knock the ball out? Have we had any good left-handed bats?
I mean, Rizzo last year was decent.
Rizzo was decent. I'll give him that. But Rizzo has been just like, what happened? Like
he's forgetful.
He's
honestly,
so like, forgetful, and that and you know what, and that sucks too because you know a guy like Donaldson, who we'll talk about too, who got released by the Yankees. You know you can understand that because he has been at the back end of his career. But a guy like Rizzo, it's like you know he was so exciting for us last year, and there was so much hope for this year, and he had signed that contract, and then all of a sudden,
there's a big piece of Judge getting back in New York too. Like Judge obviously wanted to be back in New York, but I mean Rizzo was on him every day, sending pictures of his dogs together and
exactly
and everything like that. But I mean, the numbers don't lie. Before he got hit in the head, he was doing well, and then after that, it was one home run and like 50 days.
Like three months later,
it's
they're
terrible.
Like, hey, maybe there's something wrong with this guy. All right, well, let's hope there's nothing wrong with Jason Dominguez. So, what do you think? What do you expect? He's a switch hitter and. Like we said, tearing it up. He's batting almost 500 in AAA in like eight or nine games that he played. So he will be playing. He's not going to come up and not play. Like as much as like everyone's going to say Everson Pereira is playing, like he's going to play over him. So
he has to.
Yeah, he's going
he has to.
It's just how I just it makes no sense if he doesn't. But what do you expect from him?
Honestly, I expect big things. Maybe not right off the bat. I mean, you never know. You never know with a guy coming up in the ranks and especially facing. Could be facing Verlander.
It's hard to say, right? But when the 20-year-old makes it to the major leagues, there's something there.
Yeah.
There's not many that do
absolutely.
It. There's something there.
Absolutely. I mean, that young and that talented, you got to expect big things from him. Maybe not straight away, but like I told you before we started, I've accepted that the Yankees aren't going to make the playoffs this year. And this makes me, I guess, in a way, excited that they're not making the playoffs. Just so we can see the younger kids like Austin Wells and Jason Dominguez come up, Everson Pereira even, and Oswald Peraza. Let the kids play a little bit. You know, let them get the experience that they need. If, you know, if it doesn't work out and you lose every single game the rest of the season, at least they're getting that experience.
Yeah, and like, and it's good too that they're not being thrust into a situation where they're expected to perform, and they expect themselves to perform, but where they're not needed to perform.
Right.
So if they don't hit right away, which we've seen, Everson Pereira hasn't hit right away. He's been kind of a dud coming out of the gates. And then Oswaldo Cabrera, you know, he struggled, and quite frankly, you know, even Anthony Volpe struggled here and there a little bit. But his season, I think, is a success in anyone's eyes as far as a rookie. But getting back, to Dominguez. We look at him as, you know, like you said, as a Yankee fan, we've been talking on this podcast for episodes now, multiple episodes, that they're done. So again, this is good, something to rally around. So obviously I'm hoping for a Kevin Moss moment. If everyone remembers what he did, he was obviously played a little bit longer of a season, taste of the season. He played he had 117 at bats, hit like almost 20 home runs or something like that. Something crazy. But, Dominguez will probably get, if he plays every day, he'll get a couple of days off, but he should get like 25 games going out for the Yankees. So it'll be a good sample size, hopefully, what we'll see with him and even Austin Wells. So hopefully Austin Wells, the left-handed bat, will stick in New York, hopefully, because the catching situation is definitely, it's not a hard nut to crack in New York right now.
I mean, Higashioka has had a decent season, for what it is. He's gotten hot in August, obviously, but I like Kyle Higashioka, but he's a backup catcher.
Yeah, everybody likes Higgy. Everybody likes Higgy. Let me ask you this. We did not even plan this. I have been harping all season why IKF is not in the starting lineup, right?
Is there something wrong with him? Because he's the best hitter all season for the Yankees. Most consistently,
when Judge went down, it was him or Glaber. It was the most consistent hitter for the Yankees. And I would say he is the most consistent because he didn't play as much and he stayed consistent. So that's even harder to do, right? So why hasn't he been playing? And I think he addressed it kind of, and he was like, I'm used to this role. I had this role before. But, I think he kind of was like, exactly. Why am I not playing?
Right. I don't understand it, especially a guy who took on a new role of playing center field and outfield in preseason and everything in camp, and then could play infield, obviously, still. He could play anywhere. And he was hitting the ball well. I don't have an answer for it. I don't know why he wouldn't be in the lineup. I mean, batting 6th, 7th even.
And he always performed. He was always performing for us when he was in the lineup. And, this latest move doesn't bode well for him either. Because he's going to suck up a spot, and DJ's playing so much better now.
I know.
So much better now, and he's not going to be out of the lineup. So, obviously you're going to have to probably stick DJ at first, and if you're going to, it's going to be tough to get him at bats. But you need to keep him in the lineup, because I think even with the Yankees out of it, he still moves the needle. He pushes the lineup through. He gives you some other options. You see him. They're still working around Judge. Here and there. They're still working around him, even when it doesn't matter. So I hope the Yankees, with this new additions, hopefully Dominguez hits, hopefully they can fall in a little bit of a piece of puzzle, and there could be a wrench maybe for some of these teams down the stretch that are hoping to compete, like the Orioles, who it's not looking too good for them either.
It's been a struggle as of late for the Orioles, definitely. We just talked about Toronto, too.
But let's talk about the wild card, all right? So the wild card, everybody's been saying it all season. It's going to be crazy in both divisions, right? It's going to be crazy. But what people didn't expect was in the AL East that the Orioles would be in first place. Now, the Orioles, most people said played over their ceiling, right? And no one expected Tampa to be where they are, including now with the whole Wander drama and everybody getting hurt and pitchers going down and left and right. They just seem to stick in there. But what bothers me about this whole situation is the Astros. The Astros have moved past the Rangers. They're tied for the West with the Mariners. And they've moved in front of the wild card. And the Rangers are dropping like a rock. but it's still the Astros. Like, is anybody going to contend and, like, try to knock these guys out?
They're like the mosquito that won't go away from the family picnic.
Seriously.
No matter how many times you swat them, how many times you blow them away, they just keep coming back, and it's just – they're annoying.
They are annoying. And you know, we just saw Altuve hit for the cycle, right?
Yeah.
And my youngest son – both my kids are pretty in tune with what's going on with baseball, but my youngest son was like, you know, that's crazy. You know, he gets all these accolades and whatever, and I was like, well, I don't think it matters because I don't think he's going to make the Hall of Fame.
There's always that stain. There's always that asterisk on
it. And that's the thing. Like, as much as Major League Baseball turned their blind eye to that and just kind of swept it under the rug, we've all seen that regardless of how you can say the Hall of Fame is set up, they don't turn their back on
right.
that stuff.
Right.
And that matters. That matters.
It definitely does.
It definitely matters because if you look around, like, all these guys that are tainted and sketchy and, you know, that Balco thing just came out on Netflix not long ago with Bonds and everything. As much as they can say they're not sketchy, they're not where everybody else is. So they're sketchy.
I mean,
you're always sketchy.
Yeah. Even this past week when he did hit for the cycle, I was like, he's probably wearing another button or something.
Exactly.
I just had it in the back of my head. I was like, that's not legit.
But all the time.
Do this. You know,
all
the time. Everything he does, you just question it now.
You always question it with him. And as much as it sucks for, like, the Astros players now that are coming in that weren't part of it, it's always going to be there.
Yeah.
It's always going to be there. And 30 years from now, they're going to be banging trash cans. Oh, you hit, got hit for the cycle. And people are like, what are you talking about? But, all right, let's get back to now and what's going on in Major League Baseball. All right, so Wander Franco is on the restricted list. And there was stuff a while ago about Wander Franco not being a good teammate. And it struck me as strange because the team was playing good. The team was in a good position. And then they would take their star player. Because as much as you want to say, like, the team is really good, he was their star player. You know, Randy Rosarena and him. So do you think, you know, as much, even like with the Shohei situation, we're finding out that there was questions about his elbow going back as far as maybe like five starts ago. Do you still feel like these teams are like, well, I'm just going to, like, you know, if it comes out, it comes out. You know, we'll just turn a blind eye.
Then, like, somebody's going to sign him eventually or bring him back?
No, I'm talking about like the Rays. Do you feel like they knew something was going on with him?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, not to that extent, yeah, right? You're not going to be like, oh, this guy's, you know, basically child pornography.
Yeah.
You know, like, we're not going to turn a blind eye. But they had to have known something was up with him.
There had to be something, you would think. I mean, the way baseball is now, it seems like you have to know what your players are doing at all times.
I mean, that guy, if it's all true, has opened up a major can of worms. Like, we're not talking about like a Trevor Bauer kind of situation. We're talking like he'll probably be going to prison in another country.
Yeah.
Right? And, not playing baseball in another country.
Right. Prison.
And nobody wants to go to prison in any country. But I would imagine if you're in a prison in another country other than the United States, it probably sucks even worse.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's got it. And from what I read yesterday, he's about to catch third case. You know, and that's even more time added on. And I mean, a 22-year-old too with so much talent.
Yeah, and it's interesting because you're getting the information coming from, like, you know, like their, like, attorney general, basically.
Right. Yeah.
It's coming out of like his office, so it's not something that it's like tabloid BS that you just turn a blind eye to. So that's very unfortunate. But, you know, Major League Baseball is just gonna do what they always do. They're gonna, you know, I don't know, they're gonna just say they knew nothing, which they probably didn't, and they're just gonna sweep it under their rug and it'll just disappear. I mean, they've already took him down all over the stadium. They've wiped him clean of his thing. So they'll move on, and, you know, hopefully we'll see. You know, hopefully his victims, if there are any, get some restitution too. So but anyways, John Senecal and Matt Surice, we're plugging along here on Fanbase at Deep Dive into the Greatest Rivalry in Sports, episode 126. So as we enter the final month of Major League Baseball, we look across the divisions and wild card and leaders. We know the Braves are going to make it. We know the Dodgers are going to make it. We know
it's a huge series this weekend too. The Braves and Dodgers this weekend. I mean,
it's good. It's good TV, right?
LCS preview right there.
It's great TV. We know they're going to make it. We know that the Twins. I mean, somehow, like, again, talk about something nobody talks about, the Central Division. All right, they're probably going to make it. But let's look at the teams that could make it, right? We'll knock Boston out of it because they're like six or so out as we speak. We'll talk National League. We'll talk the Marlins. We'll talk the Cincinnati Reds, San Francisco, and the Cubs. And we'll assume that the Phillies are in. Who do you feel like out of those four teams could make the biggest impact? First of all, who do you think could make it out of them? Because two of them are going to make it.
I would love to see Cincinnati make a run because they were there.
Oh, Arizona before, too. Let's not forget Arizona. So yeah, that's right. Five teams. Yeah. Five teams.
Before at the All-Star break, Cincinnati was like in first place.
Yeah. I think Cincinnati's in the exciting.
Central. Like once they called up Elly De La Cruz, like it was off and running for them.
They're Joey so Votto exciting to watch.
Back. Yeah, they were very exciting team. It kind of fell off a little bit. I don't know what exactly happened with them. They kind of fell off a little bit, and you know the Brewers went on.
I think it boils down to pitching, right?
Yeah.
Honestly, I think the Brewers is, you know, as much as no one ever talks about them, they probably have still deep down like top three rotations in all of baseball, right? And that's what makes them scary in the playoffs, and that's what makes the Phillies scary in the playoffs too. Because and that's kind of what the Atlanta Braves are lacking is that proven depth. I mean, as much as everyone wants to get excited about Spencer Strider, he's proven this season, and he probably will be good through the postseason. But after that, they don't really have a lot of, for one, they're going to go out there and post that you know are going to post. And other than that, they have a lot of playoff experience. I mean, Max Fried, obviously, I think he won a World Series with them. But still, I don't really see anybody, you know. So that, they're going to have to hit their way. What I'm saying. I think they're going to have to hit their way.
They do hit.
But back to the NL wild card. You like the Cincinnati Reds, and what's your other team?
I mean, obviously, you know, I would love to see the Cubs.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I would love to see the Cubs.
The Cubbies.
But realistically, I think it'll probably be Arizona.
Yeah.
I think Arizona's going to get through. They've just been good all season.
And they took that dip, and I think they're coming out of it, too.
Yeah, they definitely are.
All right, so let's go to the AL. And as much as everybody loved to be all over the Rangers jock all season, they just kept getting dominoes falling.
They made so many deals at the break and at the the trade deadline too. We're getting Scherzer and
Montgomery and so it all started with DeGrom. They lost DeGrom, so they hopefully solidify their rotation with Scherzer and Montgomery. And they haven't been bad. The pitching has not been bad,
right.
But it's their bullpen that sucks, right? They can't finish off games, right? Just like what the Orioles are starting to look at now with losing Felix Bautista. So do you feel like they are going to be able to hold on and actually stick a wild card? As much as we don't want to see the Astros in it, like we know the Astros are proven that they can make it there and they know how to win, right? They know how to win, and it sucks that they know how to win. But I'm going to assume that the Astros are going to get in, and I'm going to assume that the Mariners are going to get in because Mariners have better pitching, obviously, I think. But I'm questioning the Rangers and the Blue Jays.
I think that the Mariners are going to come out of the West.
Yes.
I think the Mariners are going to win the West.
Yep.
Because they're just so hot right now. Julio Rodriguez has been out for the last couple of days, but he's going to come back, and he's been tearing it up.
Yep.
The pitching has been fantastic.
Their pitching is awesome.
I think that team's just hot. They won 21 games in the month of August. I think they're going to keep it rolling.
And they tied a record. And if anybody remembers, they set some. They were good in, like, what was it, 2001? They were insane. Or 2000, they won, like, 118 games or something in the regular season.
Yeah, I haven't said that. I think the Astros will make it. Unfortunately, it's just the way it is. Well, I think Justin Verlander.
And we're
is
also.
The
I'm
X
also
factor.
Talking like I forgot. We forgot the Rays in this equation because we're talking like the Orioles are going to win the East, which isn't given. There's a month of baseball left, and they only have a game and a half lead as we speak right now. So,
I imagine they play each other still too.
They do believe. I think the Yankees play the Yankees don't play the Rays again because after all that dust up.
Yeah.
I wish we played each other again so we can meet on the field and talk to each other.
Yeah.
Baseball fights are just few and far between, you know? They had that
one, and they're never really great.
No, they're never really great. So, all right, so AL East, out of the AL, the wild card, you're saying that the Astros get in, the Mariners win the West, the Astros get in, and the Rays, I think, get in because they got like a five-game lead.
I think so, too.
So it comes down to the Rangers and the Blue Jays. We're assuming the Orioles win the East. Rangers and the Blue Jays.
I don't know. I would love to see the Rangers get bounced. To be honest with you, I'd love to see the Blue Jays come up and get that done.
So why do you want to see the Rangers get bounced? Is it because they spent so much money?
I think so. I think that's exactly what it is. I think because they did make the moves and they were like, all right, this is going to solidify us.
As a Yankee fan, I'm thinking to myself, well, you know, the Yankees spent so much money and they didn't make the playoffs. Well, right. Look at how much the Rangers spent.
Yeah, screw them. Get them out.
Look how much the Rangers spent to make the playoffs, and they didn't make it. Yeah, so I agree. But as much as I want to see the Astros, we know that. We want to see the Astros get bounced. But I just wish the Blue Jays would get their act together and do something. They just can't like put a stretch together and make any noise to solidify anything. So I don't have much confidence in them. So I really think it's probably going to be a combination of the Orioles or the Rays winning the East, and then I think the Rangers are going to hold on. I really do. I think their hitting is really good.
Yeah,
it really is. As much as like we talk, Atlanta's hitting's really good. It's kind of on par.
As long as they keep Aroldis Chapman out of that back end,
that's the key, right?
Okay.
That's the key. They gotta cut bait on that guy. Yeah. Don't do what the Yankees did.
Learn from their mistakes.
Learn from their mistakes. All right. So with that, we're gonna wrap up this episode. As much as we like to blame it on the buzzer, you know. Again, like who throws that pitch on that count? You knew it was coming, you terrible son of a bitch. I swear to God. Unbelievable. Anyways, that is it. Thank you for joining me.
Yeah, it's fun, man.
As much as we like having Brian around, Brian would not have liked this conversation because it was more focused on the Yankees. So let's go Martian. Let's go Austin Wells.
Looking forward to it.
Let's see something good down the stretch, New York. You've done good. You've gotten rid of Donaldson. Someone will pick. Who's going to pick up Harrison?
Somebody will.
I heard something. There was like, as we speak now, there was a bunch of claims in on him. So someone's going to take him. I wouldn't even see the Mariners, maybe.
That wouldn't be bad.
And back up Julio that in case he does go down. Yeah. I don't know. I guess another failed experiment for the Yankees.
I know.
What is it with the Yankees? We should do a whole episode on Yankees failed experiments. You know what I mean?
That would take 2 hours.
Oh, man. My God. We'll be here. Like, as we come up on the 22-minute mark right here, we'll be up on the 22-hour mark for that episode. Anyways, all right. So this has been episode 126 of Fan Base, a deep dive into the greatest rivalry in sports.